From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump repeatedly praised Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record and carrying out thousands of extrajudicial killings in his war against drug suspects. The White House said human rights briefly came up in the context of the Philippines' fight against illegal drugs, as Trump met for 40 minutes with Duterte in Manila. But Duterte's spokesman disputed that account, saying there was no mention of human rights. There was no mention of extra-legal killings. Rights groups had called on Trump to end his five-nation Asian trip with a statement condemning Duterte's killing of drug suspects in a far-reaching campaign. In Washington, Republican Senator John McCain, a frequent Trump critic, said in a Twitter comment, "Human rights obviously not a priority in POTUS's meeting with Duterte again. Sad." South Korea's military said Monday that a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by his fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea. The statement said the defection took place at Panmunjom, the truce village located inside the demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He announced his surprise resignation about a week ago, warning the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts such as Yemen. And a Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen some airports and seaports in Yemen to allow in humanitarian aid. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Iran continue to dig through the rubble Monday in a search for survivors after a powerful earthquake that struck the day before on the Iran-Iraq border, killing more than 400 people. Iranian state media reported Monday the death toll was at 407, with thousands more injured there. The majority of the victims were located in the town of Sarpol-e-Zahab in Kermanshah province. Iraq's Red Crescent reported 9 people dead and over 400 injured. Irish musician and anti-poverty activist Bob Geldof returned his Freedom of the City of Dublin Award to his hometown on Monday. He said he cannot hold an honor that was also given to Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
Yeah, I don't want to be grandstanding either, but it's a sort of small personal gesture. Because Aung San Suu Kyi was extravagantly welcomed to this city, and I participated in that. I sang to her and spoke of her and raised her up on our hosannas, and it turned out that she's a killer.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi has come under fire internationally for failing to address what the UN has described as ethnic cleansing of the Muslim minority Rohingya in Myanmar. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled across the border to Bangladesh to escape violence. The European Union has approved economic sanctions, including an arms embargo on Venezuela. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels announced the measures in response to regional elections last month, which they say worsened the country's crisis. U.S. media reports say President Trump asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to personally intervene in the case of 3 American college basketball players who were arrested on shoplifting charges last week in Hangzhou. Their team has since returned home without the 3. And Russian state-controlled media outlet RT confirmed on Monday that it has registered as a foreign agent in the United States. The U.S. Justice Department had given RT until Monday to register its operations or face legal action. The editor-in-chief tweeted on Monday, "Between legal action and registration, we have chosen the latter." The U.S. demand for RT's registration may be mirrored by Moscow, the Kremlin said last week, which would force outlets such as The Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, which receive funding from the U.S. Congress, to register in Russia. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.